This tequila is poured at 35,000 feet, and most people still don't know its story. This one is Socorro Tequila. We're going to review the Blanco tonight, and this is the official tequila of American Airlines. I did already get the opportunity to sit down with Pablo, one of the owners of this tequila, so this will be the first review that I've done, and I haven't cracked this one, but I've had it on the plane so many times. Socorro launched in 2020 after Pablo and Josh Irving sold some of the biggest tequila brands in the industry. Instead of scaling bigger, they went smaller and a little more intentional. Their goal was simple: make tequila the way it should be. Pablo oversees personally every step of this tequila, from helping pick the agave maturity, the Brix level, the fermentation time, the yeast selection, distillation cuts, even tasting each batch before bottling. If it's not right, it doesn't get bottled. Now, this tequila is made in the highlands of Jalisco. It's made at NOM 1610. Very mature agaves, slow cooked in brick ovens for at least 48 hours, roller mill extraction, around a 96-hour fermentation with the proprietary yeast, double distillation, and then carefully rested before bottling. All right, let's get this one in a glass. It's tasting tequila with Brad, from sweet to the bold, from good to the bad. All right, let's give this one a nose. I get cooked agave. I get a little bit of a briny smell, some citrus. That citrus might be lime. And there's a little bit of an earthy note as well. Let's dive into the taste. Okay, so that rich agave up front, a nice citrus note kind of follows right afterwards. There's a blend of pepper, grass, jalapeno, and some spice. So this has a lot of different flavors that are in there with it. That's pretty good. Let me try it again. Now, I got lime in the nose, but I get lemon in the taste. So a nice lemon with a vegetal kind of heat. Let's check for the finish. The finish is crisp. It has a little bit of a dry note, but that agave and that lemon like hang on. And then I pick up like a little bit of anise and just a light amount of jalapeno heat. It's pretty good. This is a Blanco that is great for a cocktail if you're going to make a cocktail. But for me, when I'm wanting to sip a nice Blanco, this one has enough complexity, enough heat, and enough agave flavor that it's one that I pick up and grab quite often. Now, you know me from watching my videos, the brands that help people are really important to me. And Socorro means help. It's not just branding. It reflects their commitment to their community. One of the things they do for every case that's sold, fresh water is delivered to some of the nursing homes and the schools in their area. They're all about supporting the communities and really giving back to the people in the area. Okay, so here's my conclusion of this tequila. This is a sipper. This is one that I like, and this is a tequila that gives back to people in the area, and that always fires me up. Whether you're on American Airlines and you need a tequila to drink, or you're at home and you want to sit down and just have a great sipper, this is one of them. All of their expressions have been fantastic. If you get a chance, go back and watch my interview with Pablo. It was a really fun one and very informative. Let me know if you've had a Socorro tequila, and let me know what your thoughts are in the comments. If you like tequila content and you like learning about brands, hit that like, subscribe, follow button, share this with your friends. I appreciate you watching my videos. Thanks. Have a fantastic evening.